This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Later this month, the Catholic Church is going to canonise Australia's first ever saint. I have a feeling we're going to be hearing a fair bit about Mary MacKillop in the weeks ahead. Her story is going to be told through TV specials, documentaries, and now a new musical. Joanna Cole is the star of MacKillop, which is playing at the Seymour Centre until October 9. Joanna is actually used to playing iconic Australian women. She was the star of Opera Australia's Lindy, which told the story of Lindy Chamberlain. Joanna, hi. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Now, you've got quite a big responsibility, haven't you, playing Australia's first saint?
Yes, it is actually, but I think it's quite an exciting one because she is such a great role model for Australians to look up to now. And we have a spiritual role model as well as our Lord, of course, but it's really good to have an Aussie girl out there who got her hands dirty and was really good, you know, with poor and community and Christian ethics, and I think it's terrific.
Well, that's good. So you obviously have a bit of a, I guess, a personal interest in her, do you?
Well, I was educated at Catholic schools when I was growing up here in Sydney, and I was educated by the Josephite Sisters, so I have a bit to know. And then I went on to be a teacher in one of their, where Mary MacKillop actually had her teacher's college, which is at North Sydney, and then taught in the schools before I went into the theatre. So had a bit to do with the Josephite nuns, and they actually fostered and found my talent in singing and music and told my mother so. So it was probably a little bit of a give back to Mary MacKillop what she found for me, but she'd be very happy that she's helped people's careers because that was what she was all about.
That really is amazing to hear that, Joanna. I would never have thought to ask you if you had that kind of personal connection. And it's quite profound, actually. I was going to ask you how you got involved in the project, but I'm guessing the producers somehow knew of you already?
Oh, yes, yeah. I've had an association with Artist Christy, and they asked me to do it. I couldn't do it at first because I'm so busy, but I sort of put a few things aside and shuffled a few things around and thought, look, it's a really good way of telling her story, and the nuns were really happy I was doing it because I really like projecting real people. I mean, Lindy was one of the real people that I had to do, and she is a marvellous Christian person. I mean, I asked her quite a few questions. She took her Bible into jail and really took on her cross there, actually, in jail. And that was Mary MacKillop. Mary MacKillop was a very humble woman, and I don't think that I think she would be shying away from all this publicity, but however, she did do a lot of good for Australia, and a lot of people wouldn't have been educated or looked after. And what tells me this, actually, one particular pivotal part of her personality was the fact that when she was excommunicated by the church, if it had been me, I would have probably given up then, but she didn't. She went on with the help of the Jews and the Protestants. In this particular time in Australia's history, they wouldn't have even crossed roads because it was so bigotist. You know, you were either Catholic or you were Protestant or you were an outer. These were the two religions in Australia. And the fact that the Jews and the Protestants came in and helped her told me a lot about the woman herself. And the fact
she
that
was a trailblazer, really, then, wasn't she?
She was amazing. She just did it all for the Lord. She saw it as her cross and her path, and that she had to. Her motto was never see a need without doing something about it.
Joanna, I have to ask you. I mean, why was her relationship with the Catholic Church so turbulent?
Because she was a woman in times where she was fighting a lot of men in power.
Okay.
The Catholic Church was run by a lot of Irish and people that were answerable. They thought they were doing the right thing by the church. They wanted to put her in just one place in South Australia, in Panola, where she founded the school, co-founded it with Father Woods. However, Mary, being Mary, said, no, there's a lot of Australia's growing. It's in a fast-growing, and there's a lot of children and a lot of people in need in other places besides South Australia. I want to reach out to the ends of the earth and back. That's where we're supposed to take the Gospels, all over the world. And this is my calling. This is what I think my path is. I need to do the Lord's work in this growing country. I can't just stay in one place. I need to grow. And, of course, I think they felt a little bit threatened by her also because there are a lot of people, a lot of young ladies wanting to help out.